Hey, this is Neve.
KG here.
And I'm Nikki. Together we are
Lily Sparks.
And you're listening to Stars.
Wait, when did that happen?
When did what happen?
Toucans are like okay, but Stars, aren't they from the 70s?
Yeah, didn't they break up years ago?
Girls, can we focus here? I'm talking about our song, Stars, off our debut EP, Cooper Cobra.
Oh, right.
No, that's more like it. Too many shows with my amp on 11.
What?
Oh, jeez, here we go.
You can't make it up.
Eight maids are milking.
That's the part of the song I pay attention to.
Yeah. But they're doing their milking right close by those geese and those French hens and the breakfast is served.
There you go.
Here at Denny's.
Yes.
By the way, today is it's our eighth day of our 12 days of dumb in no particular order. It is also Look at the Bright Side Day.
Oh, okay. I'll do that.
And to help you do that, this is a nice coincidence. It's also National Flashlight Day.
Yeah.
You see how that works?
Yeah. I'm someone who comes up with these things.
Getting back to your palate, National French Fried Shrimp Day.
Uh-huh.
And Hamburger Day, for which I so gladly pay you back next Tuesday.
Ah.
No one out there got that reference. No one.
Well, all right, then.
I am what I am, and that's all that I am.
Uh-huh. Okay, fine.
You Can't Make It Up is who we are. If you're enjoying these daily stocking stuffers, stuff it.
Yes, please.
Or drop us an email, 12days@toucanscomedy.com. Hey, Ken, have you and the lady C finished your holiday shopping yet?
Well, let me put it this way. Credit where credit is due. She does about 99.999% of the shopping because she buys for everybody else, and I only have to buy for her.
Boy, that's a nice arrangement.
I like that.
Yeah. This is a tough time of year for many folks. Expectations are right up there escalating and disposable income right down there, you know, down in the abyss.
Mm-hmm.
And tempers often run hot, especially when one of you brings home more bacon than the other.
Mm.
And when we come back, we'll show you what I think are clear cases of intentional financial hairy-carry by spouses who just said, enough of the fighting. I'm done. First, though, more music of the season. Our favorite, Deirdre Flint.
Yes.
What else do you need for the holidays other than food?
I come home, you're sitting in the dark, you've done nothing all day, but get ready. And the way you look and the way you smell, it makes a girl go heady. Now you're spread out on the table, ooh, what a thrill. I'm gonna go at you till I've had my fill. Love inspires love something. Here's one for you, baby, and it's long overdue. This is a song for you, food. You're hot, you're cold, you're always in the mood. So glad to see me, you don't cop an attitude. You know what I like. Food. You go, food, you go. Food, I am so sorry that I never deigned to thank you. Strike. It's a tragic ticking time bomb. You know one's gonna go nuts. A hostage situation, binging at a Dunkin' Donuts. But it's okay, it's just a phase, they'll be back for sure. Cause I myself have tried to leave you so many times before. I've tried Deal a Meal, Nutrisystem, Cabot Soup, Fem-Fem, High Carb, No Carb, All Carb, Low Carb, Atkins Diet, yeah. I've tried it, Capsmith, Nortrack, Tybo, X-Lax, Hypnos, Ritalin, Herbalife, Dextrin, Weight Watch, SlimFast, Purchase on Scano, 1-800-98 Jenny. We'll die. And if we're in a plane crash, then might have to eat each other. You'll look at my thighs and your heart will start to flutter. They've been crafted for years by pancakes and butter. Mm-mm-mm. I love you, Twinkie. I love you, Pot Pie. Strudel Man, you rock. Fondue, what can I say? Your food on a stick. You're dipped in chocolate or cheese. No human being on earth can give me that kind of pleasure. None.
Food. One of your favorites.
Yes.
Because Deirdre Flint plays bass and sings with?
The Four Bitchin' Babes.
And you love saying that.
I love saying that because I was never allowed to say that when I was on the radio. And now I can say it all I want.
That's
four
right.
Bitchin' Babes. Four, yeah. Bitchin' Babes.
This is the internet. Don't you just love it?
What would we do without the internet?
Take more naps. Oh, man. Yeah. Deirdre Flint. She's a stand-up comic, as you can tell. She writes just buku comedic, lyrical, just delightful stuff for the holidays and other times of the year. And if you send us an email to Flint, or food, or four bitchin' babes at toucanscomedy.com, we'll give you a link to all of her funny stuff, and she'll give you some free stuff, too, because she's one of those gals, and we love Deirdre Flint. Battle of the sexes, Ken. Nothing draws the line like when you start talking about household income.
Oh, please, yeah.
And when the wage disparity rears its ugly head at this time of year, and all that pressure to get things for people and yourselves and the other person, I got to thinking, I wonder if someone in this predicament might want to commit economic suicide, you know, get it over with.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, let me see if I can find some instances out there where people did something so dumb, it had to be planned.
You would think.
So they could get fired, purposely get fired. And here's what I came up with. And I'm going to let you be the judge, because I suspect what was going on here in some cases that I found online is a clever plot to end the war on disparity of income at home.
All right.
I found this over at Reagan, RAGAN.com. They call themselves News and Ideas for Communicators, so right away I knew I wasn't supposed to be reading this page.
Yeah, there's a yawner.
12 outrageous job losses due to mishandling social media. Now, I'm not going to get into most of them because they're so well known. You know, the Chrysler F-bomb, you know, when they decided, let's hire somebody to market us.
Idea.
And then, of course, there was Gilbert Gottfried's quack heard around the world. Affleck!
Yeah.
Take this job and shove it. Oh, and let's not forget Anthony Weiner.
No, I was trying to forget Anthony.
Found a new use for Twitter.
Please. I'm just getting over that.
But here are some of the more spectacular you probably didn't hear about, but I suspect these people knew what they were doing. This one's called premature tweeting. Connor Riley was offered a position at Cisco in 2009. You know, the router people.
Yeah, the human network.
But she was torn about the commute, so naturally she tweeted about it.
Of course.
Here's what she tweeted. Cisco just offered me a job. Now I have to weigh the utility of a fatty paycheck against the daily commute to San Jose and hating work.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, guess who didn't get the job? This one should be in the category of, did I say that out loud? Back in 07, David Neuerdweyer, then an employee of Walmart,
yes,
posted on MySpace that the country's average IQ would increase if bombs were dropped on all the company stores.
And let's see, is he still there?
Walmart dropped a pink slip on him. A Walmart spokesperson would not confirm whether that post on MySpace had anything to do with his firing.
Yeah.
We don't comment on personnel matters.
No, of course not. Unless we're getting sued.
I would file this under the category of a dumbass by any other tweet. Mm-hmm. You steal a dumbass. In February, veteran war correspondent and NYU fellow Nir Rosen tweeted his thoughts in the wake of news that CBS foreign correspondent Lara Logan suffered a sexual assault. He tweeted, "I'm rolling my eyes at all the attention she'll get. It would have been funny if it happened to Anderson Cooper."
Okay.
Yeah. Nir Rosen has not been seen or heard from recently. This would be called rule, never friend your boss on Facebook.
That's a good idea. Idiots.
An employee of National Suisse, the hospitality people, called in sick one day claiming her work computer would aggravate her migraine. Of course, she was later seen posting messages all over Facebook to a friend's page. The friend was, well, yeah, a termination notice was added to her Facebook wall so her migraine would not be affected by having to read it at work, you see. They were doing her a favor.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, you know, we don't have that problem that some of these couples you mentioned about one earning way too much more than the other. We've solved that problem. We never have that problem because we don't bring anything in either. So that's never an issue.
Something else we have in common.
That's it.
Oh, that's going to do it for 8 days down, four to go, just four left in our 12 days of dumb. You come on back tomorrow for day nine. And Ken?
Yes?
What special surprise are you dragging down our chimney?
Well, you know, I'm going to help our folks out with their shopping list. If you're into gag gifts, you might just want to think about whether the recipients think they're going to be gags. Just a thought.
It happens to me every year.
Yeah.
On our way out, and these people are very dear friends, the acoustic rock band in Denver, known as Ironwood Rain. Scott, Mikey, JJ, and now they have a new drummer whom I just met over the phone last night, Craig. Welcome aboard, Craig. They're back to being a foursome again, Ironwood Rain. We wish you fellas and your families a joyous and blessed holiday season. This is All I Need.
It's time to close my eyes and sleep. Dream about the special things. Dreams of laughter and dreams of love. Dreams of meeting Santa Claus. Oh, I've been good, I've done what's right. Will he come to see me tonight? What's that sound I hear above? I wonder if it's Santa Claus. A game of chess and a catcher's mitt, a puppy dog's on 5 foot stilts.
You Can't Make It Up is a Penguin Pods production. Look for us at 2, 2canscomedy.com.
Dear Santa, I have been especially good this year. Here's all my wishes. I hope I don't forget something important.
Oh, I've got a feeling that this could be my year. So I'll share my list. I know Santa's near. In the morning when I wake up, I'd like to find a bright red truck, a Lego set and a soccer ball. I'd really like to have it all. But I've been blessed, though we are not rich. So I think that I have changed my mind. My bed is warm and my belly's full. My mom and dad take me to school. My needs are small, but my wants are big. Not so for so many kids. So Santa, please take all my toys to some needy girls and boys. My family and friends are here to give me all I need this year.